What's up, peoples? How you doing? Okay. You guys know I am like this avid Globetrotter fan. Oh, and we got one of them on the show today. Mr. Nate Branch is here. But before we get started with him, I want to show you something that we put together just for him.
Hey, how are you doing?
I'm doing good. I wanted to ask you, what is it like going back over your life, and how did you begin your journey?
Well, I'll tell you, as I look back, it seemed like everything passed by so fast. But I had no aspirations of ever being a Globetrotter. My friend was Wilt Chamberlain, so I wanted to be with him in the NBA. My first day, I was drafted by the San Diego Rockets of the NBA and the Oakland Oaks of the ABA. And I'm from Palo Alto, California, East Palo Alto, California. And Oakland is just maybe 35 miles away from home. And I thought I'd go with the Oakland Oaks and stay in my area and see my folks and everything. But I twisted my ankle. And when I got home, my mother said, "You got a big stack of letters from the Globetrotters."
Oh.
And I only saw them play once, and I left at halftime because I thought it was something else. So I thought I'd go back to Chicago and work out my ankle and get it back in shape and go back to the ABA. But I twisted my ankle the first day and thought I'd go back to Chicago, and they made me the same offer as the ABA team did. So I thought maybe I'd play 1 year, and I ended up playing 15.
Wow.
So, yeah. But It was the best move I ever made. So.
Wow. I'm sure it was. I mean, you were a legend going into the Globetrotters. I mean, the Harlem Globetrotters was amazing. The Globetrotters, all of that whole franchise to me was just amazing. I grew up watching you guys dribble the basketball around people and stuff. I was like, oh, I want to be the finger. I never did get the finger thing. I never did. I could never bounce. Well. Ball.
Practice,
or like of thicker fingers. I have like these little.
No, it doesn't matter about the finger. It's just how fast the ball spins, which makes it easy.
That's the secret. I might try that.
Yeah. I'm sure you'll be good.
Yeah, right. Yeah. So not only are you a great basketball player, Harlem Globetrotters, you do music as well. Tell me about that.
Well, my father was a Baptist preacher, and I grew up in the church, and I started playing piano when I was 14 years old, and they gave me piano lessons, and I took 6 lessons, and I had to quit because I didn't like it, plus the lessons were on Saturday morning when all the kids were out playing, so I never got to do that, so my father said, "We're wasting money," so I stopped taking lessons, and something happened along the way. I heard one guy play piano. He was like the Pied Piper. It fascinated me, the way he played. And he taught me a couple of things. And it took it from there. So I've been blessed. Yeah. Yes.
Definitely. So all because of a sprained ankle.
Yes. Yes.
Wow.
When I was in college, my college coach gave my roommate and I 2 tickets to go see the Globetrotters. And at that time, we were number 11 in the nation. So we thought we were pretty good. And we saw the Globetrotters. I had never seen them live before. And my roommate and I, we left at halftime. We said, "Them guys not doing anything, man." I said, we thought... But then I found out that it takes quite a bit of skill to be a Globetrotter.
Wow. So what was the one lesson that you did learn while you were there, like after you kind of put them down? You went in, you said it took a lot, But the lesson to be learned is what throughout that span of time that you were with them?
Well, one of the lessons is you learn how to take care of yourself. But I think it is the humility that you learn by meeting the fans every night and going to different cities. You know, we played 300 games a year.
Oh, my gosh.
And, yeah, so you meet a lot of people. But and some people, some of those people that I've met, I'm still in contact with them. But I've learned just to appreciate what God gives you. That's the most thing.
Wow, that's wonderful. So now that we've moved on, and you said it goes by so fast, and you're so right. Like, life goes by so quick. I mean, you got to kind of grab it. You got to grab it and go, wait a minute, hold on.
That's right. You know, you miss. Yeah. But you miss so many opportunities. If you don't act on them right away, they go by. For instance, I had a chance to buy the land where the San Francisco Giants baseball team built a stadium. But I passed that up. I had a chance to buy a hotel, a big hotel now, but I passed that up. And I think God's got something better for me. So here I am, and I'm satisfied.
I hear you. So what's going on with Mr. Nate Brandt today?
Well, I'm still active in my church. I'm the music director and minister of music at my church. I've been where I grew up all my life. And it's, to me, it's one of the greatest things. It's surprising because when I was a teenager going to high school, we lived next door to the church where my father built. Well, he became minister. In fact, he started that church. And where the piano sits in our new church, where it is now, I measured it off, and that's where my bedroom was before our house was torn down.
Oh, wow.
So, but I'm playing piano every Sunday at church. I direct the choir, and I'm just happy with my life, you know.
So it really wasn't a waste of money.
No, it wasn't. No,
it wasn't a waste of money.
It was like predestined for me to be a musician, really. Awesome. But one thing I can tell you, this is why it's on my mind, to all the young people out there, whatever career you choose, don't think it's just, if you're thinking about sports doesn't last that long. Get your education first and have another something to fall back on, because everybody doesn't make the team. Simply put.
Right. You know. And they don't. Wow. And you're doing a lot of different engagements now. Tell me what's going on that end, because I know that you love to give back. And I do know that you're at the church now. I know, you know, playing and you know, on the keyboard and on the piano. And I mean, it wasn't a waste. So what else are you looking forward to doing?
What else am I looking forward to? I'm looking forward to putting out my CD. Yes.
I've been working with music.
Pardon me?
You coming out with new music?
Oh, I'm going to do my best to. I have about 15 songs that I've written and arranged and played. And I'd love to send you a copy of it. But
that would be amazing.
You know, music has always been my first love. Even during the Globetrotter days, I'd be sitting on the bench when I wasn't on the floor, and I'd be writing songs in my mind and tapping my feet, trying to remember lyrics and so forth. Because, like I said, 300 games a year, you have a lot of time to yourself.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yes. And I heard through the grapevine that you actually were considered to be one of the Commodores in one of, you know, back in the day, too.
Yeah. What happened was when Lionel Richie left the Commodores, they had heard me sing, and they approached the Globetrotters to have me become the next lead singer of the Commodores, and I was honored for that. But it was no time. The Globetrotters wanted too much control over what the Commodores were doing. So the Commodores, they said, well, the Globetrotters said, well, suppose we need him on a Friday night and you guys need him. What are we going to do? So the Globetrotters nixed that. But then I met Lionel Richie in New York, and he said, man, I heard your stuff. And he says, you're going to be good. You're going to be all right. And that to me, that built my whole, my musical ego, you know. And it was great. It was great.
That's so cool. That's so cool. I love it. I love it. The Commodores, I mean, they did some wonderful things, but so did you in the Globetrotters. And I'm telling you, I don't think that I could ever think about the Globetrotters without Mr. Nate Branch in it.
Oh, well, I was fortunate to play with the Meadowlark Lemon, Curly Neal, Bobby Joe Mason, some of the guys who came in the transition period after Abe Saperstein, the guy who started the Globetrotters in 1927. Wow. See, a lot of people introduced me as one of the original Globetrotters, but I said, no, I'm not. Globetrotters started in 1927, but I was fortunate enough to get there at the right time.
Definitely. At the time where they were at the height of their popularity, definitely. I mean, it was just, to me, it was like, Globetrotters, we have got to go. And I don't remember if I went or not. I know that we were supposed to, but I was so little that I don't remember. But I know I saw you guys on TV a lot. And I definitely, everybody, I lived in New York. I mean, you knew about the Globetrotters.
Well, you know, in the old days, when I say old days, when I was in college, I went to the University of Nebraska, which is a far cry from being out in California. The Globetrotters would only come on TV once a year, and that was Wide World of Sports. And that's the only time you got to see them unless you went to a live game. Yeah. See, our schedule was to come to your city once a year. Mm. And we do 6 months in the United States, then we go to Europe for 3 months. So it takes a toll on your family, but it takes a special kind of person to be a Globetrotter.
Oh, it does. Right. It does. And it takes a special kind of person to do what you did just because you sprained your ankle. I mean, this whole thing was because you sprained your ankle. That's just amazing. And the whole premise of destiny is going to either call you and you're going to go, or you're going to sprain your ankle and be sent.
Yeah. You know, it worked out good. And, you know, it worked out well for me. You know, like I said, I only wanted to stay 1 year with the Trotters, and I ended up, let me regress a little bit. I got out of college in 1967 June. And then I got married in July.
Oh my gosh.
And I hit the road in October.
Oh.
So my wife didn't like that, of course, you know.
No.
So when the Globetrotters offered me the contract, I said, well, I'm going to go home and get some clothes and come on back. She says, no, you're not leaving because we're hitting the road tomorrow. So I had to call my wife and tell her that I'm not coming home.
Oh.
And I didn't get back home until after Christmas.
Oh.
So it was, you know.
Oh, wow.
But it, like I said, it was destined for me to do what I did.
Yeah.
And because not only have people touched my life, I look at the people that I've touched too, you know, and that makes that's all the gratification you really need if you love life.
I'm telling you, I had a great time just watching you and trying to figure out the basketball with the finger. I still haven't done that, but that's okay. I'll try again. I promise you, I will. Well, right. Mr. Branch, thank you so much.
All right, let me tell you something. You see this tooth missing? I was eating a piece of French bread a couple of days ago and the tooth broke off. So that's why this tooth is missing, this one.
Don't worry about it. Don't even worry about it, because guess what? You know, tooth missing? Come on. Personality, what you did, your whole life, tooth missing?
Yeah.
Please.
Yeah. You know, surprising. Well, most people don't realize the Globetrotters, we only have 10 players.
Yeah, there
was only 10 of us. There was only 10 of us. So if somebody was sick or somebody twisted their ankle or something like that, the other player would have to fill in and do his part. But I have to give kudos to Meadowlark Lemon. Out of 22 years that he played, he never missed a game.
Mm.
Yeah, and to me, that's great. Never missed a
game. Wow.
Yeah, he took pride in being a Globetrotter. And and that's what it takes. It takes a certain individual to do this night in, day in and day out, you know,
and the
traveling that you do, you know, you're in a different city most of the time.
So, wow.
Yeah, wow. It's great.
But I commend you, and I thank you for your, you know, for just your talent and just going ahead and going with destiny and being where the Most High puts you. It's just amazing. And now that you're at the church and you're playing and you fulfilled, I mean, how many more things do you want to do in life before it's over?
Well,
because everybody has to be over at some point, right?
That's true. But I'm grateful that what I do so far as the church and the playing the piano, that I can do this until I die.
Mm-hmm.
Like I tell all the kids, I do a lot of speaking to young kids in different places, in YMCAs and stuff. And I always tell them, get your education first.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and you'll be better off, because they can't take that from you.
Wow.
Never.
Oh. No, they can't.
Oh, did I lose you?
No, I'm here.
Okay, I lost myself. Wait a minute. Oh, there you are. You know, I did my autobiography just came out.
Really?
Oh, yeah, just a sec.
That is so cool. Uh-oh.
Oh,
because you got merchandise. I know you do. Look at that. Look at that.
It's called Playing My Way Through Life.
We're going to have to get that. Yeah. How can people get that?
You can get it at natebranch.com.
Awesome.
That's my website.
And we're going to go ahead and put that in the description box. And we're also on it's on the screen, natebranch.com.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yes. And yeah, you can get the merchandise and all that stuff there. But this book, I'm really thankful to Cord Costler, Burke Allen, and the author, Barry Kinzel. These guys, otherwise, this would have never been written. You know,
wow.
It had just been in my head and stuff like this. But the book covers from when I was 6 months old up until now.
Wow.
So, yeah.
Wow. Wow. Well, I congratulations.
Thank you.
Is so
thank
cool.
you. I'm
that
really
so
honored.
Cool. Awesome. Awesome. Well, Mr. Branch, thank you so much for being on the show, man. I tell you, this has been just such a wonderful, wonderful interview with you and the legacy and, you know, and then just dropping and telling the kids, listen, you got to get your education. Don't skip on that. Definitely.
All right.
Don't skip on that. Cause, you know.
That's right. Don't. You know, if you learn, I tell kids, if you learn one thing, take 5 minutes to learn the definition of one word a day, then you can speak to anybody on any level. Job interview and understand what they're saying, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, you know, I'm looking at myself, yeah, excuse me. You see all these clothes hanging here?
Yeah.
Behind me? Well, see, I have my keyboard here.
I see that.
But I use the clothes as soundproofing in my room because I turn it into a studio. So the clothes for sound. Yeah.
I've done the same thing with my closet.
Okay, all right. And then you know.
You got to kind of pad it, making sure it's like, you know, the sound is great. Yeah, you got to do that.
But I really appreciate you having me, Yaya.
No problem. I appreciate you being here. And I appreciate you guys for tuning in. Don't forget to go to natebranch.com. We're going to have that information in the description box below and pick up that biography that he has there. And also, he's got great merch. Man, I'm telling you, I'm just so grateful that you have done what you're doing and what you've done. So thank you so much for being here.
Thank you. Yeah, if you send me your email, I'll send you a copy of my CD for sure.
We're going to put that up on yayadiamondradio.com. So tune in so that we can go ahead and put his music, his new, what is the name of it?
Oh, I have the CD?
Yeah.
I haven't named it yet, but I keep coming up with, I've got a song on there called the Harlem Globetrotters.
I wrote
the song Harlem Globetrotters for Wide World of Sports.
What?
Howard Cosell did the commentary. They played it on Wide World of Sports. And then I went to Reno, Nevada that summer, and Bill Cosby was performing there. And he stopped his show right in the middle of his show and turned the house lights up and says, Nate Branch out there, that's the guy that wrote the song, Harlem Globetrotters.
Oh, and, my gosh.
And I was so honored, you know. Yeah, it was great.
Oh, wow. That is so cool. I had no idea.
Oh, wow, I've been blessed.
Oh, yes, definitely, definitely. Well, we're going to go ahead and play that music on our radio station at yayadiamondradio.com. And we're also going to be just like following you. And I mean, wherever you go, I mean, you got to just go to natebranch.com and you'll find out his speaking engagements, his musical engagements. And where do you play? What church do you play at?
It's the St. John Baptist Church in East Palo Alto, California.
Awesome.
And
awesome.
They're on Zoom every Sunday morning at 10 o'clock, California.
Well, we're going to have to put that link in the description box below. So that way, if you guys want to join Mr. Nate Branch and listen to his beautiful music and his beautiful playing, then you can go ahead and do that. Thank you again so much, Mr. Branch, for being on the show. I appreciate it.
Thanks for having me. Yeah. Good luck to you.
Bye-bye now. All right, bye. And thank you guys so much. And again, don't forget to dare to be different. Until next time, guys. Bye.
Yeah. I dare to be different.